All right, now we're live. And this is a little song about who we are and what we do and how we came to be here. It's called Don't You Bring My Donkey Down. Don't you bring my donkey down. Don't you bring my donkey down. Anytime you come around, gotta drag her in town. Don't you bring my donkey down. Don't you drink my liquor up. Don't you drink my liquor up. You could take what was a bottle and turn it to a cup. Don't you drink my liquor up. And quit your acting like a clown. Quit your acting like a clown. Cause your flowers and you're juggling, I ain't so profound. Quit your acting like a clown. Boy, you better spit your chew. Boy, you better spit your chew. You can spit it in your hat, you can spit it in your shoe. Boy, you better spit your chew. I got a fan in Shakistan. I got a fan in Shakistan. I'll keep cool when I got a burning hand with my fan in Shakistan. And keep the cat in the bag. Oh, keep the cat in the bag. An old mulch sack was all that we had. Keep the cat in the bag. Catfish. Excellent fade away, Mr. Studio Sound Man. Well, I got all kinds of friends here. Should we pass it around or should we do another one?
Let's do another one.
Then we can. All right. I wrote this song out of necessity. I got permission from my good buddy Luke before I did so. And it's a lament. It's called the Line Cook's Lament. And it's about the closing of a historic location here in Tucson. And if you don't know it by the end of the song, you can call KXCI and they'll explain it to you. It goes like this. Well, I still ain't got no use in having a bed. I stay up nights and thank God my old lover's instead. wonder what we used to do. Well, it's 1-8-12, and they're closing the grill. There won't be any skin growing on the gravy tonight. I'll have to find somewhere else to watch the fist fights. Wonder what we used to do. I used to watch this waitress, Lord, she piled it on. Oh, I never got to see the rest of her tattoo. And I never got to show her just how much I didn't have any tattoos. I wonder what we used to do. Make you cry, Captain. Catfish and the bacon took their last swim in the deep fryer. They took down the neon turkey and put out the grease fire. Wonder what we used to do. There won't be any critters crawling in your tater. We'll go down to the district and pitch back the $2 highlights. I wonder what we used to do.
Let's do one more from anybody, then we'll talk.
All right. Is anybody inclined to do something?
Why not? I'll do one called Mockingbird.
Midnight tree, better for your black and shiny eyes to see. And the madness of the morning meets your perfect melody. Mockingbird, swoop and swirl, twitter in the darkness like a crazy girl. Way up high on your wire, burbling a ballad about your bad desire. When the sun goes missing at the close of day, no one hears the robin or the old blue jay. And the sadness and the sickness, you gonna sing him all the way. Yeah. purple stars light up the fallen sky. And everybody's coming down from way up high. It don't matter if you sing the truth or if you sing a lie. Martinburg, won't you please let me have a lesson right before you leave. Teach me one, maybe two, maybe teach me three. You know I just might sing for you. Oh,
I'm Hank Topless. That's Mockingbird from a CD I made a while back. Thanks, Clay, for having me down tonight.
Hey, thanks for coming down, Hank.
Makes me want
to
clap.
And it seems like a good chance for everybody to introduce themselves. So we'll start with you, Clay, and then everyone in the room can say who they are, what they're doing tonight.
All right. Well, maybe I ought to speak for those without microphones first.
Sounds good.
Playing pedal steel guitar tonight is Catfish Connor Gallagher of many fames and fortunes. On the drums tonight, the sunniest sweet I know, Mr. Andrew Kohlberg. You just heard from Hank Topless. Ryan Eggleston playing bass tonight. Dave Bryan of Loveland fame is here, and he's brought with him Damon Barnaby.
That's Damon by God Barnaby.
Oh.
Get it right, Clay.
Well, I'm working on it.
So we'll start off with kind of an ego-boosting one. Why don't you tell us why you wanted to celebrate your CD release with this particular group of musicians?
Well,
you were available.
No, I wasn't asleep yet.
It's because we all love him.
Well, I chose the group because I feel like we all kind of belong together. There is definitely a country vein that runs through the songwriting between the three others and myself. And then there's something that's very otherly about the entire thing. And so I've just always respected the songwriting of Amy and Hank and Dave. And so I figured it'd make for a nice bill, and why not try it at least? And yeah. Then when I found out that you were going to let me do this on the radio, I figured, you know, why not advertise the whole package all at once?
There you go.
You created a monster.
Well, compared to the last time that you were down here, this is very manageable.
Last time we told Matt that we didn't want, we were playing with the rock and roll band, play with Otherly Love. We told Matt we didn't want to play rock and roll in a room with four of us and no one else. So we said, we're going to bring some people down. And then a week later we said, Matt, we're going to really bring some people down. And then a little bit after that, 30 people showed up here and we raised all kinds of ruckus, and I'm glad you still have your job, man.
I am too. The next day, I had somebody who lives in the neighborhood ask me if there was a fraternity party or something going on here, but it was close enough. Rock and roll fraternity, I guess.
Yeah, we're a family.
Yeah, yeah.
It's even better than a fraternity.
There you go.
It takes all kinds.
Yeah. So and this is for anybody, but what do you think makes the country music community in Tucson stand out from either other places you've lived and played, or, you know, what people would hear on the radio?
Well,
I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, right. Has anybody played country music anywhere besides Tucson?
This is what we got, sir.
I'm still not
that sounds like
willing to jump in that box with both feet myself anyway.
Yeah, I think it's like Ryan said, the Tucson community in general, it's a community. Yeah, everybody's willing to pull weight for one another, and that makes it special. It's not one guy with a cut-off Western shirt playing in the window of a bar in Austin, and it's not five guys trying to get the matching suits together so they can make it in Nashville. You know, it's whoever can make it can make it. Whoever wants to learn the songs can learn the songs, and whoever wants to play can play. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the root of what country music really is. You know, country music, if you want to talk about true country music, is when they took music that was for the home and for the folks
and then figured out how to sell it long way over the airwaves. And so it's rooted in the tradition that precedes VHS tapes and, you know, the other things that tend to put a big dent in country music.
So I guess you're kind of the Uncle Dave Macon of Tucson then.
No one's ever told me that before. Maybe nephew Dave Macon.
Clay, did you grow up listening to country music, or is it something you came to later in life?
I was born into it. My dad plays, still actively is playing country music, and my mom always has had a fine appreciation for it, and it's definitely something I went away from. I'm always finding myself back at again. And it's not just country. I have a big appreciation for Western swing and bluegrass, so long as it's bluegrass. There seems to be this discrepancy in Tucson about what bluegrass is. Some lady named Tammy, she can't figure out what a bluegrass band is. But anyway, that's enough about that.
We've got a lot of music to cram in, so I'll try to keep the talking to a minimum tonight. Why don't we get back into a few more songs by whoever wants to play them, and then we'll chat in, 20 minutes or so, whenever the spirit moves you.
All right. We're going to make Connor sing one. Just kidding, Connor.
I'll just move the mic over, Connor.
Dave, you want to sing one?
Well, the iron fist is in your velvet glove tonight.
Well,
Clay, I'm here to do what I'm told.
Well, pick a song that you'd like to sing. You know which one it is.
Well, since it's a cold out, let's do one about warm weather and see if we can help out. Keep the gas bill down. It's called I Don't Think I Can Sleep Without the Fan. 3 days into August, I came home and she was gone. The front door was wide open and the TV was still on. She'd taken all her things and thrown my clothes down on the floor. And it's plain she won't be coming back no more. It's hard to get along with her when things are going well. She's been just like a devil and it's been just hard as hell. I don't know how to please her with the way she carries on. But it's someone else's problem now she's gone. She's been gone for 7 days and things are settling down. She's moved in with somebody on the other side of town. Now it don't hurt to think about her with another man. But she took away my breeze box and I don't think I can sleep without the fan.
And I don't think I can sleep without the fan.
What a sad story.
Called Ted Williams Blues, and it goes like this. Ted Williams, I've been watching you for a while now. On your trip out of the blue, it seems crazy how you made the great transition from the gutter to renown. Ted Williams, don't let them treat you like a clown. Ted Williams, they put you up online, sincerely smiling with a cardboard sign. The pipes were calling. With a golden voice, you made the choice to hit the long way down. Ted Williams, don't let them treat you like a clown. Ted Williams, Lord, I see they changed your style. And you saw your mama, and then they fixed your smile. And I hope you're ready for the TV shows and the studios and money all around. Ted Williams, don't let them treat you like a clown. Ted Williams, don't let them treat you like a clown.
Hey, all right. You guys want to do Stump of Love?
Yeah.
Since Amy Rude could not be here tonight, I'm going to make these guys unrehearsed do the one Amy Rude song that I know all the words to.
Just do it amiably.
That's right.
Not rudely.
Do our best. That's tasteful of you, Dave. A lot of people make rude jokes about her.
I try to be amiable.
You can't say we don't rehearse, folks. It's happening right here.
Right before your ears.
And for those of you playing along at home, this one's in E chord. You guys ready?
You might want to do this one with the windows closed.
Yeah.
Damon's going to be new on this.
That's right, Damon. You're going to do just fine.
I believe it.
One, two.
Thank you.
That's a jazz thing.
Talk off, little baby.
I played with some jazz guys once. They're all in New York now, though.
I sure do like getting to sit here and not having to do nothing. While y'all
the jazz
yeah,
guys?
That's all right.
Who's next?
Let's talk about it.
All right, sure.
What do you want to know, Matt?
All right, well, first of all, that was great. I'm sorry Amy couldn't be here, but that was an excellent rendition of that song.
Oh,
and I do
you.
Wish people had been in studio to see the contortions you were doing to signal everybody and conduct along
yeah.
the way.
Well, if you pat your head on top, that means back to the head, which, for those of you who weren't playing along at home, that's the beginning of the song. And then when you put your foot up in the air like this, it means we're almost done.
What if you put your foot up in the air like that?
Well, if you're not patting your head at the same time, it might mean something different. I got a guitar in front of me.
Yeah.
So we're
it's
here.
A player's job.
There you go. Yeah. So one thing that struck me to go back to the song you just played, Hank, the Ted Williams Blues. I've listened to that song many, many times, but this is, I guess, the first time I've paid attention enough to really figure out what it's about. So tell me, what is it? What was it about the story of him kind of coming into his 15 minutes of fame that struck you initially?
Because, well, I think from the very beginning of the Ted Williams 15 minutes of fame saga, I was aware, it seemed to me, I had a sinking suspicion that this person, for those of you who don't know, who was a homeless kind of drug addict guy who was found on the side of the highway, it was found that he had a big deep announcer's voice like this, and he was using his announcer's voice to panhandle. He'd sort of do the voice for you and get you to give him a dollar. That went on YouTube, and it wound up that, among others, Kraft Macaroni and Cheese wound up hiring the guy. And I saw it as an instance where probably the, let's say, corporations were going to use this guy, mm-hmm. and then there was a danger they were just going to kick him to the curb,
mm-hmm.
sure
back out. Now, he had a career professionally as a voiceover guy and then got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, how long will this last? You know. And then there were other elements to the saga. They brought him on TV and had him wear a cleaned-up version of the same camouflage jacket that he was made famous in the video on the side of the road. So you'd know who he was.
Right.
So that's the long-winded version. It was a human interest thing. So to me, Ted Williams Blues, even though I call it that title, it's about the closest that I have to a folk song. You know, mm-hmm. it's about a personality that would be well-known, kind of like John Henry or
right.
these other songs. It really struck me, and I followed his whole saga for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I think that with any of those viral videos that pop up or those internet sensations, there's a kind of ironic distance that people approach those stories with. But, you know, the human interest side of it, I think, is perfectly suited to the story you were telling there. So we'll bring the focus back to why we're here tonight, which is to celebrate the release of the not-so-new CD that's coming out at the end of the month. So tell us again about the details on that.
Well, it's going to be new to everybody else.
Yeah,
that's the important part. Well, on the actual album, I've got a collection of a lot of my personal heroes and folks that I've enjoyed playing music with. I have the Lame Deer rhythm section, which is Arthur Vint and Ian Stapp, both whooping it up in the jazz scene in New York right now.
So they know what the hand signals mean, the head and the foot.
Where do you think I learned it? Yeah. Arthur's pretty tall, though. It's hard to reach all the way up to the top of his head, unless he's playing the drums. And my mother sings on it. My dad sings a song he wrote on it. They're both musical. I grew up playing music with both them. Mm-hmm. Greg Morton, fine guitar player, was nice enough to come down and do a duet with me. I learned a lot from Greg from a pretty young age. He's one of the few people I ever had guitar lessons from. And if you don't know Greg, he's a fine picker and an even nicer guy. And
even if you do know him.
Even if you do know Greg, that's right. And Tim O'Connor is on that. Tim's played with a lot of acts through the years and was influential on me growing up. Tim and Greg used to play together at the Stakeout in beautiful Sonoyta, Arizona. And they would just get me up on stage. Tim would always bring an extra guitar, I'd bring mine, and they'd call me up. And while we were on stage, you know, Greg would be showing me licks, and it was sort of a hands-on lesson, or like just how it was done. Right. And so I was happy to get those guys on there. My buddy Will Elliott, who a lot of you may have heard play music here in Tucson a few years ago, who's now living in New York City also. Something is going horribly wrong. Except I think they might have been warmer weather today than we were here.
Yeah, we'll be back to normal in a couple of days.
That's right.
Oh, please no. Let it rain.
We'll be crying.
Let it rain.
Will Elliott provides some wonderful harmony singing and an incredible whistle or two along the way. And I recorded a couple of his songs for the album also.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And you recorded it all with Andrew, right?
Andrew Kohlberg did all of the engineering, and as much as there was a producer on this album, you could call Andrew that. And Andrew also snuck in and played some piano on one of the tracks. And yeah, Connor, Catfish Connor Gallagher, was pre-pedal steel days, but he tears up some mean lap steel guitar and acoustic and electric guitar. And I'm trying to think. We got Vicky Brown in. There's a whole slew of special guests. I know I'm leaving someone out. I hope they're not listening.
So if people want to pick it up, where do they go to see the release for that?
It's going to be at La Cocina, and it's going to be Thursday night. La Cocina is in the Old Town Artisans Courtyard, just north of Presidio Park.
Thursday night the 29th.
Thursday night the 29th.
Yeah.
That's right. We got 10 days.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'll have plenty of time to get my CDs made, and I'll be sure to sell you one when they get there.
There you go. We've got about 18 minutes or so left. Why don't we do some more songs if we want to talk again in 10 or 12 minutes, we can. Otherwise, we can keep on rolling until you get to 10.
Okay. So
you're tuned in to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Right now we've got Jameson Clay and Hank Topless and Loveland, and they're all playing songs here to in anticipation of that show at La Cocina on March 29th. That's a Thursday. So let's hear some more music.
All right. Maybe we should do that real sad one, Dave. What do you think?
Sad? I thought we already did the sad one.
We got sadder ones.
Oh, okay.
Slower.
Right. Slow and sad.
Sadder.
All right.
We ain't even started to make them cry yet.
All right. Well, we can make them cry.
Thank you.
If you tell me to go, there's one thing you should know. It just won't be the same without me. You say you'll get along, time just might prove you wrong. 'Cause it won't be the same without me. When I'm not there to say it'll all be okay. Oh, gee, you look pretty today. When you wake up in fright, all alone late at night, it just won't be the same without me. Footloose, you'll fly fancy free, but it won't be the same without me. You'll see, you can crawl or stand tall with your back to the wall, but it won't be the same without me. Connor's got the love, don't he?
Connor's got the love.
Whew. Do you want to do that? Try. Do you want to do that Jasper Stream one?
I'm here to do it. Like I said,
let's do Jasper's dream.
It's about
sing us another one, Dave.
It's about Clay here.
Well, I'm calling the shots. So I say, right. sing us another one, Dave.
When the sun rose on the road this morning, I was long since gone. 'Cause every time I think of you, I think of moving on. So I crossed the whole of Texas, baby, to get to where you are. 800 miles won't get me there, 900 be too far. 800 miles won't get me there, 900 be too far. Well, I call myself most fortunate to say you are my friend, but it's just a few short hours till I have to move again. My home is in New Mexico, that's where I'm finally bound. And until I'm standing by your side, my feet won't touch the ground. Until I'm standing by your side, my feet won't touch the ground.
just flash on by and disappear. I count the numbers backwards like some love song in my ear. The highway shakes me to my bones. I watch the miles unwind. I feel the road pass under me and leave it all behind. I feel the road pass under me, I leave it all behind. Kisses and the smoothness of your skin. The sun will set before my eyes, before my journey's through. I'll burn like I'm on fire inside till I get to you. I'll burn like I'm on fire inside until I get to you.
Would you be so kind as to do one more for us, Hank?
Why not?
At least.
Let's see here, what do we got? Do an old one here, No Phoenix Blues. No Phoenix, here I am. This is where my trip began. If I can, I stay away. Fountain of my yesterdays. Fountain of my yesterdays. No Phoenix when I'm stoned. Now you know it ain't my home. Home, home, home. When we left, I took it higher. Ashes in the old backyard. Ashes in the old backyard. Maricopa County line makes me lonesome every time. Maricopa County line makes me lonesome every time. No Phoenix, it's all gone. Now I know it don't belong. Oh, it ain't golden anymore. Weeds are flowing across the floor. Weeds are flowing across the floor. Maricopa County line makes me lonesome every time. Oh, Maricopa County line makes me lonesome every time. Drifting by, no more Phoenix tears to cry. Our old paths on old Atena, cause the life I lived is dead.
hate them goddamn Phoenix blues, so I'm gonna keep on driving through. All right, past 7th Avenue. Who knew who I'm at? Over county line makes me lonesome every time. On Maricopa County line makes me lonesome every time.
Well, let's just play this one a little slower than we rehearsed it. This is a song that's actually going to be on upcoming album. Kind of jumped the gun on the second song. That one's not even recorded yet, but it kind of had to be played. This one is a song I wrote when I was up at night living in a shack somewhere in Armory Park. And couldn't sleep for thinking about pretty girls that I used to know. So I laid there and I thought about it, them, it. And eventually I decided that I was going to write this song down because I had most of
you better get
the verses.
To sing it pretty quick, you're going to get in trouble.
Anyway, I got up in the morning and I looked, and I must have thought that it needed to be a really quiet song because I had written it in microscopic writing. It was just real small letters. But on the back of this postcard came this song, and it's called Maiden's Lullaby. It goes like this.
Oh, Sarah, your father has withered. And now I guess that you are just as right as out of reach. So sadly, I'll say goodbye to Santa Cruz County, living in a shack in the city. In the sweet by and by, I will untie you. I'm gonna sing you a maiden's lullaby. Oh, sweet by and by, I will untie you. I'm gonna sing you a maiden's.
Mercury so fast,
shuffle on down the aisle. All the sweet by and by, I will untie you. I'm gonna sing you a maiden's lullaby. Oh, in the sweet by.
Well, I've always had a talent for making the border. Lately I found myself craving some quiet. I've got a good job, no one will catch me. Now I've got one, look at me go.